Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. It's happened before.
Welcome everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, and today is Wednesday. It is August the 23rd, 2017. We have a live show for you on this Wise Wednesday. We're just waiting for Brother Davis to jump in. He should be jumping in real quickly. What's up, Strategic Melanin? Good to see you there. So we have a show for you today. It's going to be a good show. It's going to be on the synthetic foods. So very, very important. So looking forward to that Wise Wednesday show. So before we get going in that, everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by this network. And, or else, you know, the only way that we're able to do what we're able to do is by you all, because there are no major corporate sponsors or anything else. So very important that we maintain the overall direction from what Black Talk Radio Network has given you with all the variety of shows and that are here. We want to maintain that. And we sincerely thank you all for your participation and giving what it is that you can to actually maintain Black Talk Radio Network. And you could do that by going to the homepage for this network, and it's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and check out the donation prompt that's there. And when you do that, that will be a way that you can help support this network, okay? www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Also, you can support the network as well as by going to one of the social media outlet that Black Talk Radio Network has put into existence. And Scotty has tells me today that this month was the anniversary, the 1 year anniversary of BTR Community. And we would say to you all that have been in BTR Community, thank you so much in engaging and help supporting this holistic network, social media network, that is in your best interest, because your information is not sold to any bidder, and it's a membership-based one where people won't just be able to data mine you. So just want to thank you all for doing that, and we want to continue. Tell people about the BTR Community. Get more people involved in it. Let's keep it moving. Make sure we all renew our subscriptions. It's about that time for that as well. For those of you that started off with us in the beginning, would greatly appreciate you maintaining. It's $24 a year, and especially for what's going on in the world, BTR Community is absolutely priceless. And there's going to be a lot of things that we'll be able to do collectively together. So definitely check that out. Also, what we have for those of you, please continue to support my man. My brother Davis is there, so we'll hurry up and get to that. Please support, continue to support my man, Michael Emmanuel, who is recovering from germ cell cancer. His GoFundMe campaign, you can find it at our Tando Radio Show's page inside of BTR Community, the only place that I post. You can find that there, or you can go to GoFundMe.com, and it is GoFundMe.com/SamUnionYankee. 5P-3500. You could definitely hit that, and that will, you'll see Michael Emmanuel, and you can give your actual donations to him to help the family get some of the necessary nutrients and minerals that the body needs to detox and to just to help and to maintain his overall remission from the cancer. So definitely would greatly appreciate you all that have given and are giving. I greatly, greatly appreciate you. Big ups to my man, Big Marv. So just wanted to say that. Okay, so also, if you would like to save as a king or a queen or save as a lady and a gentleman, you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint and acquiring, exchanging your cash for real money. Is, you know, while that still can happen, and there's a lot of things that are happening in the world that's going to change that, and we will definitely talk about that on Financial Fridays, and some of the things that what's in the news you definitely want to know about. So you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com, and then make sure you email. Before you make your purchase, just say, hey, I'm interested in purchasing correctly. Can someone help me? And then definitely we'll get in contact with you that way, and so that you will know the proper way of purchasing. And it's in your best interest. I can't emphasize that enough. And it really should be a private conversation, and then I will explain to you, and we will be explaining to you why that is. So make sure you do that, okay? So Prosperity Mint. Also, if you would like to engage in the cryptocurrencies, you could do that with ourcryptocurrency.com, ourcryptocurrency.com. And this is another revenue stream of income, a passive income that you can start to have. And it's working for me, want it to work for you. So definitely you could do that. A lot going on there, and we're going to have a lot more information in, because had to put a lot of stuff together, and so now it's time to bring it to you all once I've checked it out, and yes, definitely something worthwhile. So it's a bunch of things. We will be bringing it to you. So, okay, with that being said, we're going to jump into what's in the news so that we can get to today's show with Brother Davis. Is synthetic foods one of the many weapons of choice? Synthetic foods. And so definitely this is a show that you definitely want to engage in. Give Brother Davis, I will be listening, but I will be doing a couple of other things as well. I need to help a couple of people out with some account stuff. So I will be listening, but I won't be monitoring the board. So if you call in, give Brother Davis a call, 866-510-9025, then hit **. And just say, excuse me, Brother Davis will hear you and will be able to answer your questions, okay? 866-510-9025, hit **. I will be listening, but I won't be able to monitor the board. So Brother Davis is there and all ready to go. So let me get into what's in the news. First article that we posted, in what I got from what's in the news, this is from news24.com. South Africa is talking about a story in South Africa. South Africa, hundreds confess to eating humans. I was like, what? And let me tell you, check out the article. Just sick. And I definitely see that this is not anything that's new. It's been going on for a while, and I definitely see that it expanding, and is not just in one part of the world. It's actually a global thing that's going on here. But check out this article. Just completely repulsive. What's going on in this thing? Hundreds of people have been doing this out of this one community, and just crazy sick. All right. So next article, I got this one from AP News. And it says North Korea is displaying new rocket solid fuel engines for their new ballistic missiles. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from the Times of Israel. Austria's Nazi camp survivors warn of right revival, far right revival. Check out that article. Next article, I got this one from Sputnik News. This one is entails rules must be obeyed. Destroyer, the USS McCain, and that's it was named after the USS McCain is named after that Tyrannosaurus Rex dude out of Arizona's father, who was a admiral in the Navy. That's who that ship was actually named after. USS McCain's crash over neglect. And this is how China is going to kick the U.S. out of that area and is going to cause major problems. Check out that article. Next article from The Intercept. The Taliban tried to surrender and the U.S. rebuffed them. Now here we are. And there was a reason why, because of all of the rare earth minerals and that are there in Afghanistan. This is why they had it as the longest war, because they're trying to get all of that from the opiates and everything else in the rare earth elements that's there. So check out that article. Next article from AgainstCronyCrapolism.org. Venezuela Attorney General seeks asylum in the U.S., exposes the narco dictatorship. This is the... Once again, this is the setup for everything else, and not saying one thing is one way, but this is how things expand into this global World War III that's going to turn into GNW1, Global Nuclear War, ladies and gentlemen, all being placed. Next article from BGR, scientists remotely hack a brain controlling body movements. Man, we've been doing that for a while. Is like my man Rod says, under mind control. So yes, very, very true. So check out that article. Next article, Rod posted this one from Reuters. German says he will demand U.S. withdraw nuclear arms, and this is the leader of the German Social Democratic Party pledges to have U.S. nuclear weapons withdrawn from German territories. And let me tell you why. Yes, this is going to be the case. And this is where everything starts to really start to unfold in a very global, dysfunctioning way. This is the purge that I've been talking about since we've been on air, that's going to be happening and is going to turn into the untied states of America. That's what is happening. Next article from AP News. Rise posts this one. Spanish attacks. Police find belts with real explosive. Check out that article. And my man Marv sent an article, very, very important, to me. And while I was busy, sent an article, and then I did a little research on it, and I got it from Forbes. This is very, very important one, and is one of the major indicators that I wanted you all to be aware of. And here it is. German repatriation goal from New York, Paris in case of crisis. This is what was originally posted, that I posted way back in 2000 and a while ago. I posted it back in 2000 and would hear probably 2014, 2051, some of our first shows. And then guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Today was the day that Germany got their gold repatriated back from Paris 3 years earlier. When gold starts to move, ladies and gentlemen, that's because wars are about to begin. Very, very, very significant move that has just happened there. You need to be aware of that. And see where things are going and unfolding. It is all going to come to a head pretty soon. So check out that article. We'll have more on it. There was actually a Bloomberg's article. It'll be part of our Financial Fridays, because that is very, very strategically important. It gives you an indication of what's to come. Next article, my man Rise posted this one. It's from Business Insider. Elon Musk just revealed the first photos from SpaceX spacesuit. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this one from Bloomberg. Venezuela bond decline. On speculation, the U.S. will ban trade. Yep. There's a pinch that is happening. And this pinch is a strategical pinch, and we'll cover more about it. We'll talk about it. Don't want to get too far into that because of what's going on. Next article, Rise posted this from motherboard.vice.com. Cryptocurrencies aren't currency. There aren't stocks either. So check out that article. Really good. Check that one out. Need to know. So true. Next article comes from Rise from the New York Times. Trump to Congress. Fund the wall or shut the government down. And then there was a response that that was actually, let me pull that up real quick, to that. That was very significant. This whole, everything that you're going to be seeing now is strategical moves to get into a position of war collapse so that control can be, further control can be taken. And then there was a response, McConnell's response to Trump's feud article. We are working to prevent a U.S. default. That U.S. has already defaulted, ladies and gentlemen. It defaulted a long time ago and is only going to continue to expand. So check out that. Next article, Rye sent this one. Did Rye send this one? Yes. Next one, legal California's weed could lead to public to banking. So check out that article, legal California weed could lead to public banking. Check out that article. And also another thing that's happening is that individuals in California that have actual medical marijuana cards, they are moving to where they can't own firearms at all. And that's something I didn't get to post as well, but that's what's happening. So next article, Rise posted this one. This is Harvard researcher says Exxon misleads the public on climate science, of course. And Rise comment says that's what this entire does constantly lie. Deception and confusion is warfare 101. So true, brother. So true. So check out that article. And hopefully there we go. Next article, I posted this one from Natural News. School nurses intimidating and pressuring young girls to get HPV vaccination jab, resorting to bully tactics. Check out that article from Natural News. Take care of our daughters, fathers and mothers, definitely so important. So one more article, and this one is comes from, I posted this one from Stock Board Assets. Rare UN warning signal potential civil conflict in the U.S. Rare UN warning signaling a potential civil conflict in the U.S. That's because they want that to happen. So definitely. Oh, and before we get out of here real quickly, Legacy Wealth Management or Legacy Management Group is going to have a Structuring Your Family Legacy seminar in Dallas, and is going to be September the 23rd to the 24th, that Saturday and that Sunday. It's $350 if you is actually more, but for you all here at Tando Radio Show, if you would like to be a part of it, from Legacy Management Group, there's a seminar, and it's a very diverse seminar. Is a lot of people. If you would like to be a part of that, just hit the link that I posted there inside of Tando Radio Show. Or definitely, you can text me. I can send it to you. It's $350. The September the 23rd and 24th, and it's going to be here in Dallas. If you want that, just ask that for me. That's where the Trust and Foundations. That's who this individual is. In my opinion, is the best. If not in the world, definitely in the country. And this brother and this team, this overall group, is very sincere in what they do. So definitely you want to be a part of that. So with that being said, that's everything was in the news. So we're ready for Wise Wednesday. Brother Davis, we're waiting on you, ready to go. He's there, ready to go. So bring your pen and paper and give Brother Davis a call. A number is 866-510-9025, then hit **, so that you can make your question or comment known to Brother Davis. Just say, excuse me, I will be listening, but I won't be on the board to see if there is a caller. So, Brother Davis, all ready to go. Looking forward to today's show. Thank you so much, Brother Davis, the floor is all yours.
All right, my brother, thank you very much. Welcome to Wise Wednesday, and we're going to get off on a fast start. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, right now on Responsible Technology is a series, a docu-series on genetically modified organisms and glyphosate. Please go online, register, and watch the series. It is terrifying. If you are one of those people who think that, well, I'll just grab something, you are killing yourself. If you are one of those people who think, oh, this tastes so good, you are killing yourself. If you are one of these people who are taking the FDA's word for this is good for you, you are killing yourself. And the sad part about it is you can do something about it. So I want to reiterate on Institute of for Responsible Technology. It stars Jeffrey Smith, and he's going to, it's an awesome 9-part documentary series on GMOs. It starts tonight. It's all free, and I'm already registered. I'll be watching, and believe me, it's terrifying. This glyphosate is in everything. I mean, it's so indoctrinated in our society and in our nature that they're coming out with a new one. A new genetically modified killer to genetically modify anything natural. Please watch it. Excellent, excellent way to get the show started, because now we're going to talk about the fake foods. And you can see them in your grocery store every day. And a lot of people look right at them and they don't realize they're fake foods. Because I'm going to tell you, I was in the grocery store today, always, you know, doing my research on my theory. And I seen this lady grab a grape, and she took it, and she bit into that grape, and then she turned around, and she grabbed a plastic bag, and she put three good, you know, batches of grapes in that plastic bag. It was so much, she had to take it out and put it in the second bag. And she smiled at me. I said, how you doing? So I said, are they sweet? She said, oh, yeah. She said, I'm going to get some of these. Do you see the price? I said, oh, yeah, that's a great price. I think they were like, oh, maybe $1.69 a pound or whatever. And she said, I'm going to get about 4 or 5 pounds of these. I said, yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing at that. Look at the, she looked at the globals, and the globals are like $3.49 a pound, or $3.59 or $99 a pound. And she said, yeah, she said, but I don't eat those. I said, why is that? She said, well, they have seeds. I said, yeah, I know, that's what makes it real fruit. She said, pardon me? I said, that's what makes it real fruit. She said, well, these grapes are real fruit. I said, no, they have no seeds. She said, well, I've been eating seedless grapes for a while. I said, I know, but they have no seeds. She said, well, what makes it real fruit? I said, real fruit bears a seed that replicates itself. And she looked at me and she said, I said, see, if you look at all the fruit that is natural, real fruit, it all has seeds. I said, actually, before about 10 or 15 years ago, you never seen seedless stuff. She said, you know, you're right. I said, so, in actuality, what you're buying are fake grapes. She said, fake grapes. I said, yeah. They want you to think they're real. They taste like a grape, got the texture of a grape. They're as sweet like a grape. She said, what are grapes? I said, well, then I'll tell you what. I'll make you a deal. If you Google fake grapes and those grapes come up, what would you think? She said, nah. I said, okay. So I started to walk away, and I seen her Googling it. About 3 or 4 minutes later, she said, excuse me, brother. She said, what else is here at stake? You see, when we are not knowledgeable, we're eating stuff that our body does not know what it is. Now, to give you an understanding of the power of that statement, you are a cosmic being. What is a cosmic being? A cosmic being means that you are a child of the universe. You were born by way of a natural formation, a male and a female. And see, a lot of people don't realize is that's what a seed is. A seed is the female's attribute. Now, what is unique about it is that once you put it in the ground, then literally the ground does what man does with a woman when they procreate. And literally, that's the natural order of things, because then the great son takes over the prophet. And see, when we have a child, the son takes over the process, because the child learns certain things as soon as it comes out the womb. It learns how to breathe, and it learns how to cry. Or it also learns how to eat. But those are the main things that a child learns. So a child's looking for the example to literally set its identification of life in order. But now that has been skewed. Did I say it's been changed? No, it's not been changed. But it's been skewed. Because now money has made decisions that you should have a right to make yourself. What do I mean by that? I mean that if they can get you to eat seedless grapes, you've never seen a store that was short on. So they made your money. And those people who owe Oli just love the taste. They're doing what a lot of people don't realize they're doing. And that's they are submitting themselves to a sure and sincere death. And it could be slow, it could be painless, but it is going to result in death. Make no mistake. You see, it's different when you make a knowledgeable decision. Say you smoke cigarettes. Well, you know, eventually, if you continue to smoke cigarettes, that because you smoke cigarettes, you will die. You will get a disease. Your disease will throw your body out of balance, and eventually, it will kill you. What we try to get you to understand is that you have a control over that, but you must operate from the position of self-control. Because if you don't, you're going to believe what it is that they tell you, and you're going to follow the system of going ahead and eating what is going to kill you. And look, it's not a few things. By no means. It's ice cream. It's cheese. It's vegetables. It's pastries. Oh, and it's fruit. And it's those burgers that are already pre-made. It looks good. You can even get dark and leafy vegetables that are artificial. They're all fake food. So they're not going to tell you that. They don't make no profit over telling you the truth. So this is why we have an opportunity to take our time and converse about this dynamic of death. Now, I want you to understand this very clearly. Nobody can force you to do anything. You understand how I say that? I mean, they could suggest to you, they could literally maneuver the wording to make it appear to be something you like, or they can seduce you, and that's what taste does. Taste seduces you into eating it. And see, you don't know what it is. And I'm going to hit you hard real quick. How about anybody ever have a good old McRib from McDonald's? You really think that that's what it is? Oh, it tastes like milk. It got the texture of milk. And it got that sauce that is just so good. And it's killing you. Make no mistake, my brothers and sisters. This is a responsibility that is completely our own. And if we do not take it, we will surely die. I want you to really think about what I've said so far, I want you to pick up your phones. Write down your questions. Because guess what? We can name the foods almost verbatim when you walk into a grocery store, a supermarket, that are on the outside edges. You know why? Because those are regularly the produce, the pharmacy, the bakery. See, you can literally go through and pick out those areas of those things that are artificial. But when you start going up and down the mouth, if you don't know what those words mean, you are walking through the valley of the shadow of death. And you fear no evil because you're too ignorant to understand stalking. And that's why we have this show. We are going to lift the veil of ignorance so that you have a right to know by being conscious enough to do some basic things. It all starts with your due diligence, though. Make no mistake. If you are not arming yourself with knowledge, you're victimizing yourself with ignorance. And that's what they want. Because literally, they don't make no money off you being knowledgeable of what they're doing. And if they did, they wouldn't mind it being labeled. But for those of you who don't know, they have spent over $700 million around the world to keep people from knowing what genetically modified foods are. And those countries whose scientists have gotten into the research of literally breaking down these foods and understanding the content and doing the biochemistry that is necessary so that they can separate are not accepting this food in their countries. Literally, there are countries that have moved away from doing business in America because America always puts an attachment, and that attachment they put is to service their corporations. That's why they're international. And for you who don't know, do you realize that about 10 corporations run the whole world? And if you look, each one of those corporations might have 300, 400, 500, 600 products. Do you think that they're going to be concerned about your opinion when the most of the world is ignorant to what they're doing? So most of the world that is buying is the most of the people that they're looking for. So you become intelligent enough to know that what to eat or what not to eat. So you don't buy. That's fine, as long as you keep your mind shut. Because the more you talk, the more informed you become, guess what? The more you can inform. And they don't want you. Make no mistake, they do not want the world to know. And that's why we have to boost things like I just told you what responsible technology is doing. Because when you go there, you're going to learn something. You're going to learn things that I can't tell you because I may not know the scientific jargon to literally give you an understanding. But I can tell you this, it's ending up in our water supply. It's ending up, if it's in the water supply, it's in the food supply. When we look at our communities and we see so much high blood pressure, and we see so much heart disease, and we see so much diabetes, ask yourself this. Why is it so much in the African community in the United States, but in Africa, it's less than 1%? That's right. High blood pressure, diabetes, less than 1% of Africans in Africa have that. Because they eat a mostly natural diet. But we eat a mostly synthetic diet, processed food. Oh, you like mac and cheese? You see it advertised everywhere. Oh, and this and now, here's what they're coming out with, a genetically modified barbecue super sauce. Now, how many people are going to get into the intellectual understanding of what I just said? A genetically modified, well, if they put it in the sauce, and they're selling it to you, that modification takes place inside of you. The sauce is only designed to do one thing, to genetically modify. Oh, and by the way, since all this started happening, let's look at that. The rates of what they call acid reflux that's going through the roof. Let's look at the rates of different diseases that were controlled before, like asthma. It was a controlled disease. Now it's flourishing like it's a fresh, like it's blank. Look at autism. All of these things are attributes of some kind of modification of the natural order. You see, what is sad is that we don't have enough people that are knowledgeable enough to be able to convey to large numbers what the problems are. But those people are doing, we have to give them the boost. We have to open the door so this knowledge gets out. Because, I mean, you can have it and it works for you, and your family may be eating well. Your family may be establishing a system of identifying what is good and what is not, but 99.9% of the world does not have the intellect that you may have attained through your introduction to genetically modified foods. So my brothers and sisters, we literally don't have time to be anything short than diligent. We must work every day to inform people that what you see is not what you're getting. Believe me, when you go in that grocery store, that grocery store knows that the greatest percentage, and I'll say 75 to 85% of the food that is processed is genetically modified. And a lot of the fresh food that they call fresh is all what they call fake food. You see the fish? It's plastic. Oh, but it tastes like this. You see the eggs? The eggs are extra heavy in color. They look unnatural. But many people are taking that, breaking that egg up and frying it up and eating it without not even thinking about it. And it's not even a day. So the illusion is working for those people who are profiting. That's why our job becomes so much more important. You see, although you may not want to look at it, but you have the knowledge that can save the world. Because all you got to do is spit it out. Oh no, you shouldn't eat those seedless, anything seedless, because it doesn't have a basis for growth. It grows in the petri dish. I told you about KFC. They can't even call it Kentucky Fried Chicken no more, because the predominant process is done in a petri dish. It's not a chicken that lays an egg. No. It's a petri dish that grows because of a chemical transaction. Or should I say, a chemical, a biological transaction. And the sad part about it is that you can see people coming out of a Kentucky Fried Chicken. Oh, man, that was delicious. I love me some chicken. That wasn't even chicken, it was chicken. So you know, there's a vast amount of ignorance out there. And you may not want the responsibility, but you ain't got no choice. Because if you don't speak up about it, guess what? Somebody you love is not going to know, and you're going to see them coming out of KFC talking about, oh, how good that chicken was. And that's in spite of the fact that they already know that there's been a million pounds of rat meat that has been discovered in America that has come across as boneless chicken. Don't take my word for it, Google it. Because I'm going to tell you something. The only way that you have a true testimony about truth is when you experience it in one way or another. And I'm going to tell you something. We have a work cut out for us. And I believe that we have no right to allow those who are naive to be naive. I stepped to the lady with the grapes, and she was naive, and I could have just walked away and not said nothing. But when she came back and said, well, what else is in here, artificial? And you have to understand, I'm in South Carolina. Most of these people have no idea. You know why? Because a lot of them don't like to read. The area that I'm in, to give you an idea, is a heavily impoverished area. They all got land on the Wazoo. All of them. They got houses that want 1.5, 2 acres. They can do things, but they're so used to the system taking the burden away from them. And what do I mean by that? I mean, they're so used to the power of the EBT card given by the good old FDA. And you know the FDA targets on them. Oh, yeah. Because that's how they keep their product rotating on the shelves. Y'all have all seen it. You're going to the grocery store, and you're seeing that sister or that family, and they got one cart or maybe two carts full of poison that they think, oh, this is good eating. It's not. Let's look at our children today. They're bloating. You know why they're bloating? Because they're eating foods that's really just empty calories. No nutrition. I told you about the time when electronic game to my era was a baseball and bat, which kept me constantly moving, kept me burning that energy, and the food that we were eating was of a quality that when you ate it, it gave you nutrients that literally fed your body. Well, that era is gone. If you're not out here doing the due diligence to make sure that your family is getting the best food that gives you the highest nutritional quality of that food, then you're failing yourself. And sooner or later, the imbalance becomes so impossible to stabilize that disease sets. This is just the natural order of things, y'all. And I'm telling you this because I could tell you I love you. I could tell you I love you every day. But if I'm actually out here giving you something that has become a part of me because of the my due diligence, and I'm saying, don't just take my word for it. You look into it yourself, and you find it to be true. What greater love can I show you other than carry you across a threshold in my arms myself? What greater love can I show you? Because, see, we have to see what we do as an act of love so that person is at least receptive to do a little due diligence themselves. And when they do, it's going to be, wow. You know, I'm so glad you told me. Because guess what? You showed me love in a way that I never expected. Because you know what? We have been taught love through the concept of Westernism. As an emotion, it's not. Love is an action. And that's what you do when you open the knowledge of your fortress to other people who do not have that knowledge in their fortress. And there can be no greater love than to say, brother or sister, you know, you may not know this, but here, let me show you something. And then I don't want you to tell them. I always say, you got a smartphone? Google this. Google that. Because that way they can see for themselves. Now look at that word there. You see what that says there? Now here's what it is. Oh, wow. I didn't know that. And here's the worst part. It has no nutritional value. So what your body's going to do is dump it in your fat cells, and sooner or later it's going to fester into something that's going to be more destructive to you than it is helpful to. We must stay focused, because believe me, they are. And they don't care about you. You see, they have a money system set up. And as long as you go out and get some of that money, they're going to target you to get it back. They have so much they don't even need it, but they're going to target you to get it back. And how do they do that? They kill you. No better way. Think about it. A dead person cannot argue. They cannot have any obstruction to the concept of that they're trying to teach. And the ignorant die quicker. You know why? Because they really gluttonize themselves. You've seen them at the sewer. They ain't got to tell you. You can look at their cart. You can look at what they're buying. And you can see that these are the people that are meeting themselves to a slump. You don't have to do that, my brother. But you do have to have a self-responsibility. And you take that self-responsibility and you elevate it. And as you elevate that self-responsibility, you're going to find that now you are a powerful tower of information. This is why we are taking the time to point out that this knowledge is not exclusive. Anyone who does the due diligence has a right to save their life. Let me repeat that. Anyone who does the due diligence has the right to save their life. Even if you don't do due diligence, you have a right to save your life. But if you don't know, you're ignorant, you're killing yourself. So I implore you, if you know somebody who really thinks that, oh, they got it made, they eating all kind of stuff, they don't know what it is, who literally order out every day and get it served or delivered to them, and are eating stuff and they don't know what it is, are killing themselves. Because guess what? They're not telling you that you're getting imitation stuff. They're not going to tell you that. No. It doesn't benefit them. Think about it. But they will tell you this. It tastes so good. Yeah, we make it right here and it tastes so good. Because guess what? They don't want you to know either. The more you know, the less you'll call them. Because guess what? When you find out what they're doing, they know you're not going to come back. So they're not going to tell you. But it sure tastes good. We have to elevate ourselves. We have to elevate ourselves beyond our senses. I've been saying this for a long time about taking self-control over one's life. I've been telling you for a long time we have to get our emotion in control so that we are in control. And if you don't think so, describe an emotional person. An emotional person, however you describe them, it's going to show signs of being out of control. But you have to do your best to start putting these simple things in control. You have to control your emotion. You have to control your desire. You have to control your wants. And you have to know your needs. When there is an imbalance, that starts one way, but it quickly multiplies to other areas of your life. And you have a right to take control. And if you don't think so, hey, you got my permission. I'm going to tell you, when you do, it's popped. When you do, and other people see you do it, they want to do it too. Why? Because then they begin to realize what they're doing is killing them. Oh, I like these here, these good seedless grapes. Oh, yeah? You take them home? Yeah, my husband likes them too. Oh, yeah? What's your sex life like? Well, what do you mean? That's true. One of the primary problems of sexual dysfunction comes from seedless fruits and vegetables. Why? Because there's nothing to neutralize that. There's nothing to nurture that part of the man's system or that part of the woman's system. It's too late. And now they're putting all kind of what I call subversive drugs in the food. Oh, absolutely. They're putting subversive drugs in the food so that you can't reproduce. You know why? I know that sounds us to the heavy laugh like that. But it's because you literally are reproducing faster than any other origin of people on the face of the earth. Because the others are dying. Why do you think that there's been such a change? And I've been telling you about it. You may not have heard it clearly, but if you want me to tell you about it, remember I told you about the money systems, the change of the money systems, and how that's going to affect the dynamics of this so-called white supremacist system that works in America? These are natural changes. You can only be kept in tyranny for so long, just like you can only be kept ignorant about genetically modified foods for so long before naturally that information is going to come to you, even if it's by accident. And see, that's what's going on right now. For those of you who don't know, I had said when Colin Kaepernick first made his statement of going down on one knee, I said, uh-oh, this changes the dynamic. People thought I was crazy. No, you got to see the principle behind it. This changes dynamic on a professional level in which they can strike on the world stage. Now if you were talking about him getting a job, he don't care about a job. The man got $13 million in the bank. Well, hey, he didn't do it for the job. And he didn't do it for the job security, that's for sure. But we got to wake up to the reality that these changes are coming and that they are beyond our control and they're going to try to kill us. You know why? Because that gives them their egotistical power they never had ever. They have control from their ego. That's why they ate so much meat. I said, a lot of you don't, may not realize this, but when you eat meat, you take on that state, that psychological and the metaphysical structure of that animal. At that point of death, at that stays in the meat. You can't get that out. So when you traumatize something and you turn around and you put it in your food chain, you don't think there's going to be an effect out of that? Do you realize the countries that eat the most meat are the ones that go to war the most? You do diligent. There's a lot of countries that don't eat as much meat as the United States. They're not at war. The United States is, what, 275 years old, and they've been in the war for, what, 239 years? Is something wrong with that dynamic? We have had meat marketed to us like it's, you should have it every day. That's killing us. And we're dying based on a medical system that is lying to us. Because if they told you the truth, you wouldn't eat. And if the meat market ain't making no money, the pharmaceutical market ain't making no money. And the pharmaceutical market ain't money, making no money, the medical market ain't making no money. And if the medical market ain't making no money, the mortuary ain't making no money. Oh, you starting to get this whole dynamic of systems taking care of each other? This is Brother Davis on Wise Wednesday. We're coming up on a break. I'm hoping you're going to be by your phones in this last hour. Call in. Give us your opinion. Give us a knowledge that I may not have passed that you know. Because the transformation of information is the expansion of our knowledge base. And guess what? We have an unlimited ability to absorb knowledge. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday, and we are coming up on a break. But after the break, believe me, we should be informing each other. You should be calling people and letting them know what the show is about. You should literally go online to Responsible Technology and make sure that you are getting some of this mini-series. And then after all you did all of that so you can empower your mind, you need to go online to Black Talk Radio and make a contribution, because guess what? That is what's bringing this knowledge into your living room. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, and we will be right back.
Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Oh, every absolutely bit of every one of General Mills cereals are genetically modified herbs. That's right. Your Cheerios, your Lucky Charms, your Toast Cinnamon Crunch, your Reese's Puffs, they all do. Sad part about it, now they put it in the variation, so you got Cheerios, then you got the Honey Nut Cheerios, then you got the Chocolate Cheerios. You see, they are going to put this in your system. And guess what? That's the kids' food. Did you hear what I said? See, for a long time, before this year became around, those were basics for the breakfast. But you know what? They're not basics, no. I God insists my family, you don't buy that for my grandchildren. You don't buy that for the children. And the reason being, and I tell them and I show them. I'm going to tell you, I got my youngest 11-year-old. She said, Pop, I'm going to be a vegetarian. I tell my mommy all the day, go to the grocery shop and give me a vegetable. I sit out here on the farm. We got these here, I can't even think of the name, but it's a purple string bean. Not very delicious. And I was popping them and plussing them, and I was putting them in some water. And I took some pictures, and I sent to my daughter. I said, this is how we eat out on the farm. My granddaughter, 11-year-old, hit me back. She said, Pop, bring some home. Said, we can't find them up here. Bring some home. I said, yeah. I'm going to bring some home, but most of all, I'm going to move you down here. See, we got a plan. Then we got to work our plan. I want you to know that I'm only an attribute of the community I'm in. And I'm networking with other attributes. Because as these things become to the top, we're going to go through some devastating times. And since I've been down here, I've been talking to a lot of people who have land, but don't really know what to do with it. So I said, you know what? We really ought to seriously get together in a community second and let's openly discuss this. So now, guess what? That's going to happen. Now, the people that are involved in this, these are not people of a lot of means. So I'm telling you, you can just spend $5 once a month. Tell as many people as you can, and they all bring their $5 to the meeting. We can get a nice seat by purchasing now. You know, we can have festivals throughout the whole country. And I'm like, really? And I say, yeah, you do the math. If you can only get 50 people, and those 50 people all bring fine talents, do the math. You're going to have at least $300. And when you're buying seed, that's a lot. You get $10, but you get $15. You ever, y'all start to see this? Because see now, as we do this, we're going to just give them some basic understanding how you cultivate the soil and prepare to seed it. The distance between the seeds, because as they begin to grow, you don't want to be on top of each other. You want to maximize your land. And as they begin to bear fruit, you don't want to pick them early, but you want to be able to keep everybody abreast of what's going on so that you can help each other. These people are becoming empowered. One lady said to my older brother, she said, you know what, Mr. Davis, I can't even realize it. So simple. Then when I talked to him, he said, you know what, man, the reason why a lot of them don't realize it's so simple because all of them can't be. So they do with the TVs, so they look at the pictures. Yeah, we're taking time showing them how to go ahead, prepare their soil. We're telling them how to cooperate to buy the things that they need, even the tools, so that they can take control and be able to produce something they can eat themselves. They all talk about how they hate to go to the food bank. But a food bank is designed by the FDA to get out the food that the stores don't sell. And y'all getting this picture? You go to any food bank, you're going to find the FDA over all. They're going to have their stamp on everything. Even the Fresh Produce in here. I know personally because there's several churches down here who do food giveaways that are connected with the FDA. And they give them a bunch of genetically modified stuff. And a lot of times, how you approach somebody makes the difference. Because the church thinks they're helping these people. And in reality, they're not. And I'm telling these people, come on over. They look at this farm. When they first got here, and it was like, all right, I got a lot of work to do. What we do? And we started to work. We wasn't going real fast because we was only working from time to time. My brother was out here full time, but we brought people in from time to time. Run a backhoe one day to clear some land. Next 2 weeks later, we ran a tiller so we can go through maybe a day and a half or till as much soil as you can. See what I'm saying? It's a process. I'm only a part of the community that I'm preparing to serve. Because as the world goes through this change, and it's going to go, and that dollar drops, and that derivative bubble busts, there's a lot of people not going to be as prepared as the people are that listen to this radio show, or listen to Black Talk Radio. And those people are the people that literally, they expect to die. It's so pathetic. Brothers and sisters, it's so stupid. I was in a Walmart today. There was a guy who came in with $4 for a drug that he needed for his doctor. He got the lady, she said, it's not in the $4 book. He said, what does it cost? She said, $30. I walked over to the brother and I said, matter of fact, I was a white guy. I walked over to him and said, because his mother lives down the road from us. I reckon. He was his head down and said, I need this medicine bad and I just can't afford it. I said, how much is it? That's $30, but I thought it was a $4 program. And they said it doesn't qualify, but my wife looked at me and said, I'll tell you, if it's only $30, you got four. My problem could find $26. So my wife handed me $26. And I gave it to her. And I think it was bad. I was on my way back here to the farm. And my brother called. I thought he might want to pick up something else from her. He said, man, I just got a call from Bob's mom. He talked to his wife. And they said, you bought this medicine. I said, he said, brother, you don't have any idea of the work that you're doing in the community. Said, you were changing the dynamic. He said, his mother said to me, nobody deserved to death. I mean, think about that. Nobody has ever did that. Because this is that property speaking about. I said, I didn't even think about it. He said, I know. That's why when she called me, she wanted me to say thank you to her. But I want you to know that things like that don't happen directly down here. These people are always going to be grateful to me. That's exactly why when we set these meetings up, we watch. This one, these things are going to be bigger than me. I said, well, it's all right if they stick to the same, but they stick to the same. Everybody can come out of here. He said, that's why I wanted to call you and let you know, brother. If I'd have been there and had the resources, I'd have did the same thing. But, man, you have no idea how you're making effective change in people down here. And I'm not doing anything, y'all. I'm being the same person that's on this radio every day. And the reason why is because it's easy. It's easy to love somebody that you don't know. Because guess what? If I've never seen that guy again, I knew I would because I'm down here on the farm. Eventually, I'd run into him. But if I had never seen nobody again, that brother, it wouldn't have made a difference to me. Because guess what? I can help him with the program. We need to be. See, that's what we need to do. We need to help each other with the program. And the sad part about that is that most people are so psychologically bent because of the programming that's going on, they don't think they're capable. Don't even consider can they or can they not. They don't think they're capable. Now, I'll tell you something. I'm having the time of my life out here at night looking at a star in the sky with a million stars, and they all looking at me. I have my music on, I turn my music off. I put on little meditation music and I started meditating, looking at the stars. Life is so good to us. It's such small, minute ways that if we're going to have any facsimile of a quality in this life, we're going to have to work for it. And then that work is going to be informing others about the negative things and enforcing the positive things. And I'm going to tell you something. I am no different from you. Not at all. I got bills to cover every month. I have ups and downs. I got children, so you can notice it with stress. It's just that we find different ways to deal with it. So I find the best way to deal with this is love them through it. I may not be able to help you in a moment, but moments change. We have to get on our game. Because when you go in that store tomorrow, you're going to see imitation crab meat or fish flavor. You're going to see, oh, sweet corn. You know what that corn is? That corn is the more supply chain. Like, it's like the very same thing they're going to be talking about in that series. And that is why gluten is so powerful as a detriment in consumption, because it is soaked in this glycosate before it goes to the front. Like they rinse it. They don't rinse it off. You're going to find out that it's in the groundwater. So if you're in a city or in a large metropolitan area where they process foods, there's a chance of it's going to be in your water. And I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm saying this to empower you. Because I'm going to tell you something. The system is not going to do anything unless you demand it. And that's what I'm in the process of doing right now. I'm demanding the system by working with the people on the level that they're on or that they're at. My wife said, baby, what are you going to do when you realize that they, a lot of them can't read instructions? I said, baby, we want to stop solutions. She just doesn't understand. I just want you to understand what you're in for. Don't make a difference. It's not mine. It's not my purpose. It's my purpose. If I operate my purpose, the solution, I may not be key. Somebody else may be the key. But as long as we continue to do what we're supposed to do, change is going to come. And we have to make sure it's positive and effective change. So, I want y'all to pick up the phone. You Brother Davis would call the Wise Ones. There's a whole lot of things I haven't told you. You know there's green, leafy vegetables out here? Oh no. They appear to be vegetables. They're not vegetables. They carry the name of vegetables, but they're vegetables. They're genetically modified organisms. You see, the science over the years has gone. It's gotten a haywire. And the reason why they're doing it is because literally they're trying to destroy the natural order, the destruction of what the great creator put in place. There could be no other reason. There could be no other reason at all. It can't be greed. They got money after a while, too. Actually, they make the money when they need more money. So it ain't about money. See, that's another thing. That's why we have to stop putting so much emphasis on money. Because when we put emphasis on money, it gives them greater power. But when we go out here and we collaborate together, one person starts growing food, and another person starts fixing cars, and another person does plumbing, we can go back to an old system called partner. we could bypass money altogether. But we have to believe that we can achieve anything possible. Because guess what? Most people are going to say, oh man, that's going to happen. You hear about precious metals. I have some. Don't believe. Don't get me wrong. I'm not being slow about it. You hear about Bitcoin. You hear about all these things. They're there for a reason. And that's to take your focus off what you need. Because there's someone in queue. And in taking your focus off only what you need. Okay, is there someone in queue?
Yes, Brother Davis.
Excellent. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is R. Keith, and I'm calling from Detroit. How you doing today, brother?
Hey, brother, I'm blessed to give you to hear your voice and that you called. Please add to the show, brother.
Well, this is this is my kind of topic, Brother Davis. I'm a personal trainer by trade. I've been doing that for many years, off and on, and I still do it. But one of the most important things I teach is nutrition. I'm not a nutritionist. I teach against the genetically modified foods. I teach basically a plant-based diet to a lot of my clients. A lot of them, you know, but they don't get results, and I always try to say 50% of it is your nutrition, sometimes more. But the topic that you're talking about, I had a family member who, you know, my sister, bless her soul, she passed away back in February, but she was on maybe 6 different type of medications. You know, by your brother being a personal trainer, I always tell her to take fully advantage of this. I'm like, you're not going to be charged. I spend multiple times of setting up programs for you. And she had congestive heart failure, and the doctor, when she made a visit back in middle February, they told her that, you know, she needs to watch what she eats. And then she decided to start to implement what I was going to put in there, but it was too late. And that's the thing we talked about a little bit earlier about educating others and your family. And sometimes, you know, you try to get as much as you can, but after a while you have to, you know, they have to take the ownership and responsibility of being on top of that, you know, when the information is given to them, even way back. So
absolutely. Well, let me say this to you, brother. My condolences for the loss of your sister. But you did, and my father used to say this here to me all the time. When you have done everything you can, you have to accept the fact that you can't do no more. People must rise and take responsibility. And so I really can't. I would like to offer you some sort of comfort, but brother, when you have done everything you can, you have to be able to accept the fact that there's nothing else you could have done. So I appreciate the fact that you can share that with us. But keep doing what you're doing, brother, because I'm going to tell you, you're going to change somebody's life that you may not realize until they come up to you and say, you know that conversation we had, and you said such and such, but this is what I did. And you're going to find out that it's because of the seed you plant that person has become better, and they can go out and do more because of you taking the time to give them what they needed. When they need it. So I thank you, brother.
Thank you, man.
Is there anything else you want to add?
Oh, no, that's it. That was something on my mind. I think about that a lot. And she does have, the good thing about it, though, Brother David, she has 4 children, and they actually look up to me as far as me pushing that information to people. So, I do kind of communicate with them regularly. I stopped for a little while because I've been pretty busy, but I try to communicate that. I think that's kind of a wake-up call for them as well because, you know, they have some weight issues as well.
Excellent. Keep doing what you're doing, brother, because I'm going to tell you, sometimes people think that great walls don't fall, but we know from the Berlin Wall that they do. So you just got to keep going and keep doing, man. And I appreciate your call, and call in anytime. Wise Wednesday is always available, brother. Now, my brother's specific, that's what I'm talking about. A call that could literally open the door for someone else. See, I don't know who all is listening to this, but the brother gave us a little portion of his life, and he's showing you how He's taken that and can build on it. There's somebody out there that heard him and said, wow, that sounds like me. Because I'm going to tell you, one thing that is active in all people is someone else's experience. You ever stubbed your toe? I have. Please, someone else has experienced it. And they may not have experienced it like you. But when you hear it, you can say, you know what? Wow, that happened to me. I just wish I could have did this, or I should have did that. But the whole thing is to keep on moving on. Keep on the focus of the process so that you can reach your goal. Those people who are against us, when you hear they're not on doing tests, but you check out that documentary series. This guy, Jeffrey Smith, I've been watching him to work for the last 10 years. And he is very tenacious about these GMOs. And literally, a lot of the information that I was incorporating when I first started doing shows had come from my knowledge that I've derived from him. Watching his videos, I get his email, so I fall on top of the email from Responsible Technology. And I first got involved with them through, I think it was Natural Earth. And they were talking about genetically modified organisms 10, 12 years ago. And I said, wow, what all is it in there? And I found out that it's more and more and more. Now it's gained momentum on such a level that if we are not focused, we will become victimized by our lack of knowledge. And a lot of times I hear people saying, oh, well, you know, I can't give up this. I can't. No, you can't say that. Because when you say that, you put yourself in a mindset that you are saying to yourself, in other words, I'd rather die, because that you already know is the result. We have to take control of our lives, and we have to want to share the knowledge that allows us to have the ability to say, look, this is what I used to do, and this is what I was into, but now when I change that, this is what I have. A lot of people don't see the transformation process. They always see the presentation. And I had this conversation with a friend of mine named Brittany. And Brittany is she's one of those people, she's a Zumba instructor and a naturalist. And I told Brittany all the time, sister, you're 22 years old. You are at the peak of your physical presentation. I said, now, at this stage of the game, if you don't continue that momentum, you're literally going to go in a different direction. And she said, well, why would you say that? I said, because a lot of times when people and they present themselves this way, they're presenting more ego than personality. And I don't want you to get the two mixed up. Because when you get the two mixed up, one of them is going to take control. I said, it's one thing to get out here and talk about health and nutrition, about vegan lifestyle when you're 20, 21. Do it at 60. Do it at 50. I'm going to tell you, there's a sister in Florida, 73 years old. When I seen her story, I can't even think of her name offhand, but when I seen her story, I was elated. There's a sister in Baltimore, I know her name is Ernestine, she's a weight builder, 70 years old. I was elated because that is a proof that the cosmological child is designed to last far beyond our ability to understand. And the reason being is because we've been brought up to believe, black men, you might live to see 68, black women might live to see 73 on average. That is a made-up concept. You know what they don't take into consideration? Life choice. Some people choose well. Some people choose to take care of themselves. Some people do not. Some people choose take on a habit that will destroy them. Some people do not. But if they choose that way, then they're literally telling them, system, that I'm going to do something that's going to imbalance you, and sooner or later I know it's going to have an effect on me somewhere, and I may not live to be as old as I am. But then some people take on those same habits and they live longer than expected, but the end result is still the same. You see, we cannot get into the what ifs. We got to get into what I must do. When you get into the what I must do, then you literally are planning to achieve what it is your goal to set at. It's the people who don't have a plan that really have a problem. And this is why it's so important for us to love without thoughts. It's only in action. And I know sometimes people, I feel like I have to show my, you have to do something kind. Because something kind is just no greater way to show that you love somebody. What Tennyson teaches you to love is an emotional attachment with a physical connection. That's nice. I only say that because they want you to go out here and they want you to get into a situation with another person, and you see it all the time. And you may have some desire for that person. And if your desire overpowers your will to make a decision, a sound decision, then you may make a mistake. And if you make that mistake, then you got to live with the decision you made in dealing with that other person. And that may be another life that you never even thought about having that close to you. But because you made a decision based on your Western knowledge of love and attachment, you might think, well, you know, I can get away with this decision. Doesn't happen like that. You know why? Because pitfalls are built into everything that the human body does. And I understand how I say that. Pitfalls are built into everything that the human body does. So we become tainted, and all of a sudden you're dealing with somebody who's not no longer dealing with you as a friend, but you're dealing with you as an emotional being. Because now, because their relationship is not going the way they want it to, they lose control. Remember what I told you before? Self-control is the order of moving forward. Why? Because now you're in control. And if you don't believe it, describe to yourself to be how a person emotionally out of control happens. And you explain to yourself. We're coming up on the last break, y'all. I want you to seriously consider, and during this break, whether you're going to call or not, because I'm going to tell you something. Once again, this is an act of love. Your call may be the tool that someone else needs in order to be able to understand where they are. Maybe to understand how they got to where they are, or what put them in the situation that they're in, or how they can get out of it. You might even know a list of foods or where a person can go to see a list of foods that are not genetically modified, or a place to sell nothing but organic foods. Well, by the way, which Audi Foods is starting to do now, Audi Foods is starting to have a organic food campaign, and they're buying all of their organic foods from the closest local farmers as possible. How do I know? We have been approached. So we're preparing ourselves to set that up in the coming future. And I've talked to other farmers also who have also been approached. So when you see stores like that are taking the lead in getting us the healthiest quality food that are out there or that is available, we want to pass that around. Because I'm going to tell you, it's not Walmart. I know people saying, well, you know, it's cheap, but it's not Walmart. Walmart has just as much genetically modified food, if not more, than other places. And then you have to be very careful about what you see and what they say. You understand what I'm saying, how I said that? You may see it to be natural, but what they say is, you know, this is a banana that we call Santana. It ain't got nothing to do with Santana banana, but they're marketing this banana to you because they know it's genetically modified. Oh, by the way, for those of you who don't know yet, you have genetically modified bananas. And for those people who really don't know, banana seeds are real dark. And the banana shape is different. All of that came from genetically modified organs in the process. So as we approach this last hour, this last half hour, my brothers and my sisters, give me an access. Just call me up. And let's convert. Is there someone in the queue? And if so, well, I say, well, hold on to after the break, and we'll get right to you. We're coming up on a break. This is Brother Davis on We'll be right back.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Okay, is there someone in queue? State your name and give us who you're calling from.
There's no one in queue.
Okay, excellent. It's Brother Davidson coming back at you. I wanted to bring some interesting facts to you about the different companies that literally have genetically modified foods that are, well, first of all, the highest producers are Monsanto's and DuPont. They have pioneered genetically modified foods from way back. Some of their biggest customers is Pepsi-Cola, Coca-Cola, Kraft Foods, General Mills, Hershey Foods, Smucker's. Dow is also a chemical company that is in this business. Kellogg's and ConAgra is also a company that literally produces a lot of grains that have genetically modified organisms in them. So I want you to see how pervasive it is, and I also want you to understand that they're trying to affect the future of farming in America the way we know it. And the reason, because they regard farming as being a competitor. So they're trying to eliminate the highest quality of foods that are out there and replace them with other foods that they know are going to destroy the system or destroy the individual. And the sad part about it is that, yes, it's probably a part of a larger agenda, and everybody knows about the depopulation agenda. So we can't look at this here as with surprise. We have to look at this as an attack on us as being human beings. And the sad part about it is, these companies, they know. Monsanto's been making different seeds, and they call it that. They call it the Monsanto seeds. Think about that for a minute. They really want to try to modernize agriculture in a different way. But they're really destroying agriculture's natural purpose. And the reason why is because the natural purpose is to give nutrients to human beings that their body needs, that it can identify with. Nutrients that also come from the same source, the cosmos. You see, the cosmos is the universe, and the universe is connected to everything, and we are connected to it. And we have to see our purpose as serving the cosmos, because see, and this is getting deep, right now it's under attack too. Not only is the physical body under attack, but our universe is under attack. This last eclipse, for those of you who don't know it, I did a video, and in that video you see me doing some meditation, you see that take some libation, because see, to us this represents a renewing. And we know this renewing is coming because I kept on telling you there's going to be a transformation coming. And that's why these financial systems are going head to head. Well, That's only in the physical realm. In the spiritual realm, there's also a transformation taking place. So yes, during that eclipse, I took my time out, set out there early, and I started meditating, and the sun was beaming off my body. I'm going to tell you, I could feel the heat. And it wasn't intense heat. It was just heat. And I was sitting on a blanket. I was literally walking around in my bare feet for a while. But the reason being is because the earth and the stars and the solar system were making a connection that happens at once every 99 years on that level. And this was the first time that it came around in my lifetime. And I was with, I mean, check this out, I was with my best friend. And we was just hanging out. And people were looking at us. And I know some of them thought I was crazy when I was in my state of meditation, because, you know, when you go into a state of meditation, you literally disconnect from all of the physical things around you. And you elevate yourself. And in that process, I don't know what all is going on. I don't want you to think that I have a knowledge that goes beyond it does go beyond the simple understanding. Because dealing with the celestial knowledge, the things that were going on during that eclipse only enhanced my natural energy, my spiritual alliance with the universe and the cosmos were all connecting simultaneously. And then I had a candle there, so when it was totally dark, I could still bring the glorious light forth in the darkness. And then we drank our libation, and the libation that we drank was Shungite water. And I've mentioned Shungite to you before, but the reason why is because it is a part of the universe. It is a natural part of the universe. So all of the things that we were doing was to enhance who we are for the task that is before us, because we had to still maintain a quality of personal representation to the world. And the reason why I say a quality of personal representation, because if anybody comes up to me and says to me, well, you know what, you talk about the show as if there's somebody out there trying to kill us, and we call them Satan. I don't call them Satan. I call them decisions. You have to make decisions. Don't let people tell you that something is trying to kill you, but yet you are the one that's making the decision to put it in your mouth. No. And self-responsibility is not hard, y'all. It's not hard. And when the eclipse was going over, now I'm going to tell you how deep it is. When the eclipse was really happening, a cloud covered us so that we really couldn't get direct visual. But the power of that eclipse energy was abounding us. Literally. So when I drank my libation, my wife drank the libation, we embraced and just looked at how the day was coming back. I mean, just to hear, to understand this, the crickets were thinking the night was falling, and they started singing their symphony. And that symphony went on for the whole time it was dark, loud, harmoniously. And then when the light came out, the symphony went quiet. And then all you heard was the melody of day. Because guess what? The imbalance that the insects and the animals thought was happening was really rejuvenation.
Hey, Brother Davis.
Let me know. Yes, brother.
I was just about to ask you where you were the insects food. Because where I was in Mount Holly, we didn't have an eclipse, but it did get dim. Like somebody put a charcoal filter over the sun. For those who are into photography, y'all know what I'm talking about. But it like got dark, like it was getting dust, but it still, I could tell, was not the natural, you know, lighting. But those crickets started chirping, man, like it was getting dusk and the katydids and all of that. And then, you know, the sun obviously lit back up. So they was fooled.
Yeah, but see, the whole thing that was so unique about it
was they were doing it in the rhythm of the soul, the eclipse energy. Because the reason why I say that is because literally, to their natural rhythm, it was starting to get dark. They were doing what they do naturally at that particular time of dusk. But as it began to get lighter, it's like they realized, oh, okay, no, that was just to rejuvenate us so that we could be prepared for the night. And I'm going to tell you, hey, Scotty, how loud did they get? You see, how loud did they get?
I mean, they got pretty loud. I mean, just normally what they normal do with me living in the woods, you know, so to speak. And so it's lots of them, so they going to be loud. Like, I'm hearing them now.
Yeah, see, now you understand how Scotty said that. Because the environment he lives in, that's just a part of the harmony in that area. But see, if you were me, now I understand I was born in the city. I'm just really being able to connect the way I want to connect with the universe by being out here in the country. But when I was experiencing that, to me, they were loud. And anybody who lives in the city is going to say, wow, look how loud they got. But that is the power of the experience. And I'm going to tell you something. For those of you who didn't understand the totality, don't feel bad. Because we have another one coming up in 20-something. And literally, there are people planning for that now because they understand the power of an eclipse and what it does to our celestial selves here in the realm of time and space. Because see, in the realm of time and space, we're under attack. That's what this whole show is about. The attack on us, humans, by other humans who think they're gods. Now, understand how I said that. Because we, Monsantos and all those corporations, think because they have money, they have a right to make decisions on our lives based on their perception. It has nothing to do with us. They've never asked you, did you want to genetically modify them? But yet, the damage that it does, they got a bill that says that if you find that you are sick because of something that you ate that is genetically modified from Monsanto, you can't even sue. You see that a lot of this that is going on is just evil. But we have to call it what it is. Because when we call it something else, people don't perceive the dangers that we are in. But guess what? That's okay. Because as those who do can open their eyes. And that's what we do with this show. That's what we do on Black Talk Radio. This past weekend, there was a protest in D.C. that Black Talk Radio was at. I turned on my radio and started listening to it and listened to some of the speakers. Now, my day was already pre-planned. I couldn't listen to everybody, but I was excited. Black Talk Radio in the mix, broadcasting live. Oh, man, that just tripped me out. Now, I Scotty even talked about it. So when I turned to it, I wanted to see I wanted to hear as much as I could. And I enjoyed it. Did I hear it all? No, I couldn't. But I did hear some of the highlights. I heard Brother Max Parker speak. I heard several people speak. The brother after Max Parker. But what I'm trying to get you to understand is this has become more than a tool for our community. And this is one of the vessels that are going to give information to people that we couldn't normally reach. And the best part about it is that we're doing this here because of the vision of somebody. Everybody should have a vision, because this is proof that an applied plan can bring a vision to life. I don't know about you, but I rely on certain hours of the day, I turn it on. Certain hours of the night, I turn it on. I mean, for those people who don't know, this brother has a programming going 24/7. If nothing else, it will teach you about social change. It'll teach you about different shows, speak on different things, from metaphysics to business. I mean, these are tools that we can literally utilize the information system. And I'm going to tell you, I'm grateful for it. I talk about it all the time. I tell people wherever I go. I even write the number down. Look, you can literally go ahead and call 866-510-9025. And then if you want to speak, press the star button twice, boom, boom, and the lady's going to give you a voice and say, you are not on cue. I mean, people are like, well, is it that easy? No, absolutely. Now, I got people call me from Louisiana, Texas, going tonight. I'm on every Wednesday. Some of them call me and say, man, now, who's that Dave? His show was off the hook. I've had people say, man, are you a black abolitionist? And I say, yeah, I'm a black abolitionist. Because I was listening to the radio, and they got this black abolitionist. Now, I know the brothers, they come across very strong to the point. Because people are living that experience. One brother called and said, man, they got a show about people reading books. And I said, yes, they do. They feature different readings, and you can call and listen to it, and it's something that you like, and you can even voice your opinion. What other programming gives you so many avenues to be a part of? See, we have to take advantage of this now, because the importance of it will never world. It will never. Because there's somebody who's going to learn something tonight, literally, that is going to transform. Because guess what? When you turn, it's like a book. When you turn the page and you see something, and you read down a little bit more, and then you go to the next page, and you see something else. And before you know it, you're turning more and more pages, and you're getting more and more empowered. That's what Black Talk Radio does. I'm telling you, we need, literally, take hold of ourself first. Take hold of ourselves and control ourselves. Get our emotions under control. Get our desires under control. Organize what our plans are and then prioritize them so that we can work those plans to meet specific goals along the way. And do not allow your emotion to get in control. Because when you do, it's like carrying around a bag of rocks. You know what you want to do, but you can't do it as quick as you like to do it because you got a bag of rocks. Get rid of the rocks. Put your plan out. Because I'm going to tell you something. There's always going to be someone who says, oh, man, you can't do that. You know what? When I married my wife, there were people who said, I mean, you ain't going to make it. You're going on 35 years and can't. Did you think I give a darn what those people thought then? So I'm trying to get you to understand that we have to start with us first, and then just give our love up to you, just the way I'm giving it to you. I'm giving you a little bit more knowledge that you can apply in your plan or that you can go and do some due diligence with. But you have the tools to be able to expand on whatever it is that you want to do and do it. A lot of people talk, but you got to do it. Because I'm going to tell you something. When me and my family got together, you might have heard me say, to do this farm, everybody said, okay, we're going to do it. Not everybody did what they said they were going to do. But it didn't stop us because the few did it. And now here's what they say. Oh, look what we did. Now, I can come back to them and say, oh, y'all did. You did it. I don't do none of that. I smile. You know why I smile? Because, see, that's when most people jump on. After they see that the momentum started to go without them, then all of a sudden they want to be a part of it. That's cool. Do I like it? Don't bother me. But it may bother other people. So that's why I said you have to get your emotions under control. Because even whenever they're ready, they're appreciated. They may not be appreciated as much as they would if they would have kept their word when they started. But they're appreciated. I tell people all the time, when I call different places and I pledge, well, I'm going to pledge this amount of dollars, I'm going to do that. I do that. I ain't got the money. But I am setting my sight so that when my plan comes to fruition, that it will be available to me. And then I bring it out of those spaces that I never knew it existed to do the bidding that I placed. Let me give you a reminder, because I do want you to get into the mini-series that's being done by the Responsible Technology So do go to Responsible Technology. Tonight is the first night, or maybe last night was, but it's a series. I think it's a half hour to an hour long, and it focuses on the chemical that are being put in our food and in our drinking water and in every aspect of our lives. Because you have to understand, wherever food is produced, it leaves a trail. And that trail can victimize everybody along the way. So do try to catch the show, and maybe next week we can even talk about it, because I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be front and center. And the reason why I'm going to be front and center is because knowledge is power. And guess what? I get a lot of knowledge from Black Talk Radio. So whatever I get, I want to share it so people understand. Even if you couldn't be there, if there's another way for you to see it at a later date, I'll let you know if I can find out. Because that is what knowledge is, a tool to be shared. That's what makes it powerful. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. I hope I've given you something that you can literally apply to your life and be able to expand and become a better person. And the reason why is because every time I do this show, I'm better for it. Because I love you, and it doesn't require anything of me other than some action. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. And Brother Scotty, I give it back to you, and thank you everybody who's in, came in and called in and listened in. And please take as much of the night show as you want, apply it in your life where you can, and help everybody you can along the way. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. Peace.
Peace. Thank you, Brother Davis. As y'all may know, Dave is busy helping somebody else with some important stuff related to his business. So I'll close us out. Well, actually, Brother Braggs will be closing us out as he normally does. Coming up at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time right here on Black Talk Radio Network will be New Abolitionist Radio, as we do a call-in review of this historic rally that Brother Davis mentioned that took place in Washington, D.C. It actually took place in 16 different cities, and so all the individuals combined was in the thousands, and that really made it historic in terms of gathering, you know, possibly the largest gathering, although it was nationwide, of abolitionists on a single day. So it was really a historic day that kind of got overshadowed by some other stuff that was going on across the nation. But of course, as Brother Davis mentioned, you know, we documented everything for ourselves. So that's coming up at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, New Abolitionist Radio, hosted by Max and yours truly, Scotty Reed, your station manager. So we're going to go to Brother Braggs so he can close us out. Peace, peace, Brother Braggs.
Peace, peace, gentlemen. Peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
In 2000, Saddam Hussein announced Iraqi oil would be traded in euros, not dollars. Sanctions and an invasion followed. Some say because the Americans were desperate to prevent OPEC from transferring oil trading in all its member countries to the euro. Not the case in places like Libya and many of the Gulf states. A gold dinar would have given oil-rich African and Middle Eastern countries the power to turn around to their energy-hungry customers and say, sorry, the price has gone up and we want gold. The United States should welcome the self-determination of Africans. They certainly have denied self-determination to Africans inside the United States, so we're not surprised by anything that the United States would do.
If Gaddafi had an intent to try to reprice his oil or whatever else the country was selling in the global markets and accept something else as a currency or maybe launch a gold in our currency, any move such as that would certainly not be welcomed by the power elite today who are responsible for controlling the world's central banks. So yes, that would certainly be something that would cause his immediate dismissal and the need for other reasons to be brought forth for removing him from power.
It's one of these things that you have to plan almost in secret, because as soon as you say you're going to change over from the dollar to the something else, you're going to be targeted. There were two conferences on this, one in 96 and another one in the year 2000, called the World Mataba Conference, organized by Gaddafi. And everybody was interested.
Something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs. A gold dinar would have given